Hi everyone, I'm Jariadi. Thank you for being here for spending some time for my presentation. So without further ado, the title of my presentation is Urban Residential, Stormwater, the Influence of Runoff to the Composition of Nitrogen Forms. So what happens when it rains in urban environment? Rainfall falls mostly onto impervious surfaces, and then runoff will be carried via drains and gutters and enters the connected water bodies. So why is runoff a problem? Because it carries pollutants from urban land to water bodies. So stormwater is a leading contributor. Stormwater runoff is a leading contributor of N in urban waters. Excess of N in urban waters causes eutrophication and algal blooms. And in Florida, red tide outbreaks of algal blooms are a common issue. And nitrogen exists in various forms in urban waters. However, limited data are available on composition and sources of N in urban waters. So the overall objectives of my PhD study is to determine the distribution, sources, and bioavailability of N, and how it changes as the water evolves from residential runoff, pond outflow, freshwater, and estuary. However, for this talk, I will only talk on the first unit of the journey, which is the residential stormwater runoff. So my specific objective for this one is to investigate the composition of N forms in stormwater runoff over various storm events and to determine the sources of nitrate in stormwater runoff. Our hypothesis is high amounts of stormwater runoff will cause more transport of inorganic N forms, and less amounts of stormwater runoff will cause more transport to organic N forms. The study was conducted during wet season from May to October in 2016 in Lakewood Ranch residential neighborhood area, Bradenton, Florida. So this is our study site for stormwater runoff sampling. And the catchment area is about 9.6 acres with 57% of impervious surface and 43% of pervious surface. The runoff from this catchment will drain into the stormwater pipe here into the pond, and then it will go into the Braden River and up to Tampa Bay Estuary. The flow meter was installed at this pond with laser flow meter to measure flow, rain gauge to measure rainfall, and also auto sampler to collect sample S per gram, which is like when it detected 0.1 inches of rain and level of water in the stormwater pipe reaches 0.75 for duration of 5 minutes. So we did this is analysis that we did for composition of N forms. We analyzed for total nitrogen, total dissolved nitrogen, nitrate, ammonium, particulate organic nitrogen by differences between TN and TDN, and also DON, which is dissolved organic nitrogen, from differences between TDN and inorganic nitrogen. And we also do a sources characterization using isotope analysis, using dual isotope of nitrate. And further, it was analyzed by Bayesian stable isotope mixing model. So let's look at the daily rainfall and flow data from May to October 2016. So we have flow here in y-axis and date in x-axis. Total rainfall from May to October was 92 centimeters, which causes 72 storm events. Here we can see the red triangle, which represent the day samples were collected by this autosampler. So within this period, samples were collected over 22 storm events, and the total rainfall associated with these 22 events was 37 centimeters. And total flow in stormwater pipe was 6.82 million liters, which was 32% of total flow captured during the wet season. So this figure shows the version of rainfall and percent runoff over 22 storm events. So we have here in x-axis the event number from 1 to 22 and the runoff percentage on y-axis. So as we can see here, we have about 9 events that have less than 20% of runoff, 7% with 20 to 39% of runoff, 2 events with 40 to 59% of runoff, and 4 events have over 60% of runoff. Now we want to see, does differences in runoff influence and forms composition in stormwater runoff? So we divided for 4 categories, which is less than 20% of runoff, and 20 to 39% of runoff, 40 to 55% of runoff, and over 60% of runoff. So in category 1, less than 20% of runoff, we observe that there is no direct pattern here on the composition of N. There is like high event with high inorganic nitrogen 4 and 5, and we also see in 6 and 7 where we have like high organic nitrogen. So is when we observe this, almost like the composition of N forms in event with less than 20% runoff corresponds with the previous storm events. What I mean by this is, let's look at these two events, 4 and 5, which is like on 29th of July and 31st of July. They're like back-to-back event, and they have like inorganic N of more than 50%. So, and we observe that the previous event also have a high inorganic N. And then when we look, and here we look for these two events, 6 and 7, which is like back-to-back event too, it has like PON of more than 50%, and we check that for from the data of rainfall, it has low rain and runoff for about 2 to 10% in previous storm event. We're still investigating why we have so much particulate organic matter in this organic nitrogen in this event. However, there's a study showed that particulate matter might be intercepted by along the way by coastal surface during the low runoff from the previous events, and might be stuck in the sampling drain and could not be washed off, resulting in high PON when the samples collected. So for category 2, 20 to 39% of runoff, we didn't see any pattern also for this one. And there's even with high inorganic and nitrogen, and also high in organic nitrogen. So this category is quite similar to category 1 then, where the composition of N forms correspond to the previous storm event. So let's look at these two events, event 2 and 3. This event is like 1 month apart. And we have inorganic N for more than 50%. And we check on like, on the data, like to see what's happened before the sample was collected, and it shows that they have high runoff in previous storm events, ranging from 30 to 80% runoff. And then on these two events, on 26th of August and 27th of August, we have high dissolved organic nitrogen up to 80%, and we see that we have lower runoff in previous events. So we go to category 3, 40 to 59% of runoff, and we only captured like 2 events for this category, and let's see event 8, because event 16 we have like a very small samples there. So what we can see here is we have high dissolved organic nitrogen, about 75%. However, as the runoff progressing, I mean, we have more samples, more runoff, introduce more in organic N. And then for category 4, more than 60% surface runoff, DON was the major N forms in this runoff. But we see that for this category, we observe there is like 2 patterns here, where prolonged high runoff events will carry more in organic N, while short but high runoff event will have low inorganic N, mostly is like a dissolved organic nitrogen in the system. So rainfall amounts and runoff seems like positive correlated with inorganic N concentration. So now let's look at the sources of nitrate in residential stormwater runoff. This is overall for the storm event, some of the samples that we taken throughout the wet season. And we have isotope N15 on the x-axis and isotope O18 on the y-axis. And the boxes show which the nitrate belongs to. Like we have atmospheric nitrate, nitrate fertilizer, ammonium fertilizer, soil ammonium, and also organic substance there. And our samples were ranged in observed in multiple sources. So next, we want to see the contribution of each of these sources. And we're using a Bayesian mixing model. This is what we get in terms of the contribution. And atmospheric deposition was the major contributor to nitrate, which is like about 41%, and followed by nitrate fertilizer, ammonium fertilizer, nitrification, and soil and organic N sources. So we want to see the composition and sources of storm event in residential stormwater. Since we ran out of time, so let's just look it, at one event, which is the first flush after long antecedent dry period. So here we can see that the figure showed the rainfall variation and then the number of sample on the x-axis and percentage of total N. So at the beginning of the season, we can see we have more DON, and then the more before that, the total rainfall of this is like about 9.8 centimeter with total flow of 2.44 milliliter, and the surface runoff is about 64%. And so at the beginning, we can see that we have more organic nitrogen in the system, and the composition of N forms is 34% for DON. About 33% for nitrate, 25% of ammonium, and we have 8% of TN. And high abundance of organic nitrogen here in the first flush of stormwater in urban watershed might be due to the accumulation of organic materials during the dry season. That's why we have more organic nitrogen at the start of the event. And then as the event progressing, we can see more inorganic of nitrate and ammonium in the runoff. And from our isotopic data suggests that atmospheric deposition and inorganic fertilizer might be washed off by the stormwater runoff. And data for sources of nitrate for this event showed that atmospheric deposition is about 66% and dominant, and followed by nitrate, fertilizer, ammonium fertilizer, nitrification, and soil and organic N sources. So soil and organic N sources, we see that we have soil and organic N and also nitrification in the isotope data, suggesting that wash off of soil solution nitrate by runoff. So the conclusion from this is, in terms of the composition, among all N forms, DON was the most dominant form in residential stormwater runoff. And high amounts of stormwater runoff will cause more transport of inorganic N forms, and less amount of stormwater runoff will cause more transport of organic N forms. And sources for sources characterization, nitrate loading from land to water bodies was controlled by mixings of these multiple sources from atmospheric deposition, nitrate from soil, chemical fertilizer, and organic N sources, also biotic process such as nitrification. Thank you. Any questions?
Yes. We'll take one question. Did you look at fertilizer, residential fertilizer use in the area?
Like, since they're like, they applied fertilizer for the landscape management and everything, but they applied fertilizer. Do you mean like by what kind of fertilizer like that?
Or? Yeah, was it inorganic? I would assume it was probably organic.
Yes. Okay. Yes.